Will members please vote to signify their presence?
Roll shows 13 members present this evening, Madam President.
Thank you. Members would stand. Our chaplain today is Father Tom Moffat of the St. Nicholas Orthodox Christian Church of Juneau.
Heavenly Father, look down on your servants gathered here together. Guide them, protect them, and save them. All this we ask in the name of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Senator Parnell, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Senator Hoffman. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Hearing no objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Would the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as the correctness of the journal for the 117th legislative day.
Senator Mackey.
Madam President, moving to ask unanimous consent, the journal be approved as certified by the Secretary.
Hearing no objection, the journal is approved. Do we have guests for introduction today? Are there messages from the Governor?
There are no messages from the Governor today, Madam President.
Do we have messages from the House?
Message dated May 16th, the House has adopted the report of the Conference Committee, thus adopting Conference CS for Senate Bill 33, contract for the performance of certain state functions previously performed by state employees and to commission the transportation and delivery of government services. Message dated May 16th, the House has passed and returned Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 8, creating a long-term care task force, Senate Bill Number 156, relating to municipal incorporation. These have been referred for enrolling. Messages dated May 15th, the House has concurred in the following amendments, CS for House Bill 201, Finance MS, relating to computation of overtime, Senate CS for House Bill 209, Finance, amending the size of grants for which the Alaska Science and Technology Foundation must allocate at least 50% of endowment income. Messages dated May 15th and 16th, the House has passed and transmitted for consideration, CS for House Joint Resolution Number 7, Finance amended by the House Finance Committee, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to initiative and referendum petitions.
Judiciary Finance.
CS HB 45 Finance M by the House Finance Committee, enacted relating to initiative and referendum petition, providing for an effective date.
Judiciary Finance.
CS HB 167 Labor and Commerce by the House Labor and Commerce Committee. An act repealing required registration for mobile home dealers and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce.
CS for House Bill 227, Resources amended and act by the House Resources Committee. An act making up to 160 acres of land available for selection by the Matanuska Susitna Borough.
Finance.
CS HB 231, Finance and by the House Finance Committee. An act related to deposits of the Alaska Permit Fund for mineral lease rentals, royalties, royalty sales, proceeds, net profit shares under AS 3805180F and G, federal mineral revenue sharing payments received by the state for mineral leases, and bonuses received by the state for mineral leases, and limiting deposits from both those sources to the 25% required under Article 9, Section 15, Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to income of the Alaska Permit Fund, the Alaska Income Account, and to Permit Fund dividends. Authorize an advisory vote on a long-term financial plan for the state, providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Message dated May 15th, Madam President, the House has passed CS for Senate Bill Number 125 CRA with the following amendment. House CS for CS for Senate Bill 125 HES relating to school crisis response planning.
Senator Mackey.
Madam President, I move that the Senate concur in the amendments, the House amendments to CS for SB 125 CNRA, thus adopting HCS for CS for SB 125 HES.
Is there debate? Question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendment to committee substitute Senate Bill 125 Community and Regional Affairs, therefore adopting the House Committee Substitute Senate Bill 125 HES. Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? and the secretary record the roll. The Senate has concurred in the House amendment to committee substitute Senate Bill 125, Community and Regional Affairs. We therefore adopted House Committee Substitute, Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 125, Hess. The vote was 15 yeas and 0 nays. Madam Secretary, are there further messages from the House?
Those are the messages.
Are there communications?
There are no communications.
Are there standing committee reports?
Judiciary Committee considered CS for House Bill 69, Finance Amended Alcoholic Beverage Control Board. Signing do pass, Senator Taylor, Chair, Senator Ellis. Signing do not pass, Senator Halford. Zero fiscal note. CS for House Bill 69, Finance Amended has no further referral.
Rules.
Judiciary Committee considered House Bill 79, relating to letters of credit under Uniform Commercial Code. Signing do pass, Senator Taylor, Chair, Senator Ellis. Signing no recommendation, Senator Halford. Previous House, zero. House Bill 79 has no further referral.
Rules.
We have a very brief piece.
The Senate will stand back to order, Madam Secretary.
Judiciary Committee considered CS for House Bill 83, Judiciary Title Amended, Alaska Securities Act. Signed and due pass, Senator Taylor, Chair, Senator Ellis. Signed and no recommendation, Senator Halford. Previous year fiscal note. CS HB 83, Judiciary Title Amended, has no further referral.
Rules.
Committee and Regional Affairs Committee considered House Bill 92, Municipal Taxation of Alcoholic Beverages. Signed and due pass, Senator Tim Kelly, Chair, Senator Phillips. Senator Hoffman, signed no recommendation. Zero and indeterminate previous House fiscal notes. House Bill number 92 has a further referral to State Affairs Committee. Finance Committee considered House Bill number 131 related to public rights of way and easements for surface transportation across the Anchorage Coastal Wildlife Refuge. Signing no recommendation, Senator Torgerson, Chair, Senators Phillips, Green, Donnelly, Wilkin, Lehman, and Pete Kelly. Signing do not pass, Senator Adams. Signing amend, Senator Parnell, co-chair. This bill received a due pass from the Transportation Committee. House Bill number 131 has no further referral.
Rules.
Judiciary Committee considered CS for House Bill 151, Judiciary Amended, relating to revocation and reinstatement of the driver's license of a person at least 14 but not yet 21 years of age. Recommends it be replaced with the Senate CS new title. Signing do pass, Senator Taylor, Chair. Signing no recommendation, Senators Halford, Ellis. Four fiscal notes attached. CS for House Bill 151 has no further referral.
151 picked up four fiscal notes in the Judiciary Committee CS, so that will have to go to Finance.
Judiciary Committee considered CS for House Bill 225, Judiciary, relating to election campaigns and legislative ethics. Recommends it be replaced with Senate CS. Signing no recommendation, Senator Taylor, Chair, Senator Halford. Signing do pass, Senator Donnelly. Previous House, zero fiscal. CS for House Bill number 225, Judiciary, has no further referral.
Rules
Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution number 1, requesting Exxon Corporation to pay claimants for court or damages resulting from the Exxon Valdez oil spill. Recommends it be replaced the committee substitute. In calendar, signing do pass, Senator Tim Kelly, Chair, Senators Miller and Lehman. Senator Ellis signed under other recommendations. Senator Pierce signed do not pass. Rules Committee considered CS HB 156 Finance Investments by the Alaska Permanent Fund. Signed do pass, Senator Tim Kelly, Chair, Senators Ellis, Miller, Lehman, and Pierce. Rules Committee considered CS HB 13 Finance AM Escrow Documents. CS HB 70 Rules AM Questionnaires or Surveys Administered in Public Schools. Recommends calendar. Fund Reports. Senator Tim Kelly, Chair, Senators Miller, Lehman, and Pierce. Senator Ellis signed under other recommendations. Rules Committee considered CS for House Bill 143, Labor and Commerce, Real Estate Commission. CS HB 216, Transportation, School Buses. Recommends calendar, send reports. Senator Tim Kelly, Chair, Senators Pierce, Lehman, and Miller. These bills and resolution appear on today's calendar. The Judiciary Committee considered CS for House Bill number 82, Judiciary Amended, relating to certain claims arising out of or in connection with the year 2000 date change. Recommends it be replaced with Senate CS. Signing no recommendation, Senator Taylor, Chair, Senators Ellis and Halford.
House Bill 82 has not received a due pass. It received all no recs in committee. So the question, and let me read the title again for those who weren't paying attention. It's an act relating to certain claims arising out of or in connection with the year 2000 date change, amending Rule 23, Alaska Rules of Civil Procedure, and providing for an effective date. It has no further committee referrals. So the question is, shall the bill be referred to the Rules Committee for placement on the calendar? Is there debate? Is there objection to the referral to the Rules Committee? Hearing no objection, that bill has been referred to Rules.
Standing committee reports this evening.
Are there special committee reports?
There are no special committee reports.
Are there Senate resolutions for introduction?
Senate concurrent resolution number 10 by the Senate Judiciary Committee suspending rules 24C, 3541B, 42E uniform rules of the Alaska State Legislature concerning House Bill 151 relating to revocation of a driver's license for a person at least 14 years of age but not yet 21 years of age.
Rules.
And those are all the resolutions.
Are there Senate bills for introduction?
Senate Bill number 177 by Senator Donnelly, an act relating to insurance trades and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce.
And those are all the bills for introduction this evening.
That brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. We do not have Senate Bill 76 in our possession, so Madam Secretary, what's the next item on the calendar?
CSHB 13 Finance amended by the House Finance Committee, an act relating to declaration of use of segregation of deposit of interest on and disbursement of escrow money relating to the recording, filing, and delivery of escrow documents and providing for an effective date. Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill, signed and due pass. Senator Mackey Chair, Senators Tim Kelly, Hoffman, Lehman, and Donnelly. Rules recommends calendar, signed report, Senator Tim Kelly Chair, Senators Miller, Lehman, and Pierce, Senator Ellis signed under other recommendations. I have no amendments.
Senator Mackey.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that CS for HB 13 Finance amended be considered in gross, advanced third reading placed on final pass.
Hearing no objection, we're in third reading.
CSHB 13 Finance amended an act relating to the characterization of use of segregation of deposit of interest on and disbursement of escrow money relating to the recording, filing, and delivery of escrow documents and providing for an effective date.
Fair debate? Question is, shall committee substitute House Bill 13 Finance amended pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Will the Secretary lock the roll? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Will the Secretary, Senator Ward? Are you wishing to change your vote?
No, I don't.
Please void the roll. Senator Ward, we're in the midst of a vote. The question is, shall committee Senator Ward?
Yes, I need to declare a conflict of interest on this. I didn't realize which one it was. I am licensed to sell real estate in the state of Alaska, and I believe that this will affect me.
And you're?
Asking to not vote.
You have to make a motion, Senator.
I make a motion that I be excused from voting on this legislation.
There is objection, Senator. You will have to vote. Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall committee substitute House Bill 13 Finance amended pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? The Secretary lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Would the Secretary record the roll? Committee substitute House Bill 13 Finance amended has passed the Senate. The vote was 18 yeas and 0 nays. Senator Mackey, there's an effective date.
Madam President, move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and final passage of the bill be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the roll call vote on final passages will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Senator.
Madam President, could we have a brief of these, please?
Senate will stand. Would the Senate please come back to order, Madam Secretary, before you read the next item on the calendar? Senator Mackey.
I move that the Senate stand in recess for the purposes of a minority caucus in the Belts and a majority caucus in the Butcherich.
We're in recess, hopefully just for 15 minutes, to the call of the chair. The Senate, please come back to order. Madam Secretary, would you please read the next item on the calendar?
CS for House Bill number 70, rules amended by the House Rules Committee, an act relating to questionnaires or surveyors administered in public schools. Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered the bill, recommends the Senate CS, signed do pass, Senator Miller Chair, Senator Wilkin, Pete Kelly, Senator Elton, signed do not pass, rules recommends calendar, signed report, Senator Tim Kelly Chair, Senators Pierce, Lehman, and Miller, Senator Ellis, signed under other recommendation, there's a Hess Senate CS.
Senator Miller.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that we adopt the, move and ask unanimous consent, we adopt the Hess version in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objection, the Senate Hess Committee substitute for Senate, for House Bill 70 has been adopted.
Senate CS for House Bill 70 Hess, and I have no amendments.
Senator Alford, thank you.
Move and ask unanimous consent, Senate Committee Substitute Committee Substitute House Bill 70 has to be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, placed on final passage.
Okay, no objection, we're in third reading.
Senate CSCS House Bill 70 has been activating the questionnaires of surveys administered in public schools.
Debate? Ready for the question? Question is, shall the Senate Committee Substitute, House Bill 70, Hess, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? And the Secretary lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary record the roll. Senate Committee Substitute, House Bill 70, Hess, has passed the Senate. The vote was 17 yeas and 1 nay. Senator Halford, would you please move the effective date?
I move and ask unanimous consent the roll call and final passage of Senate Committee Substitute, House Bill 70 has to consider the roll call and the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the roll call vote on passage of Senate Committee Substitute, House Bill 70 has will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Madam Secretary.
CF for House Bill number 143, Labor and Commerce, by the House Labor and Commerce Committee, and act related to the executive officer employed by the Real Estate Commission to the Real Estate Surety Fund and to employees paid for money in the Real Estate Surety Fund. Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill, signed to pass under Madam Chair. Senators Lehman Tim Kelly signed no recommendation. Senators Hoffman Donnelly, rules recommends calendar. Signed the report, Senator Tim Kelly, Chair. Senators Pierce, Lehman, and Miller. I have no amendments.
Senator Mackey.
Do you have a question?
I'm sorry, Senator Ward.
Madam President, I'd like to declare a conflict of interest on this bill as I am licensed to sell real estate in the state and ask to be excused from voting.
There is objection, Senator Ward. You will be required to vote, Senator Mackey.
Move and ask unanimous consent. CS for HB 143, Labor and Commerce, be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, we're in third reading.
CS HB 143, Labor and Commerce, and act relating the executive officer employed for the Real Estate Commission to the Real Estate Surety Fund and to employees paid for money in the Real Estate Surety Fund.
Debate? Senator Taylor.
Yes, I was asked by the sponsor to carry the bill on the floor, and I appreciate that because it came out of a discussion I had this last summer with several people involved in the real estate business. What happens is we charge them not only for their licenses, but we also charge them and require them to pay into a surety fund so that should any licensed realtor in the state do something inappropriate or fraudulent and sell property and then adios out of the state so there's nobody there to stand good for the wrong that was done, the realtors themselves put their money into this fund so that there will be a fund available for injured Alaskans to sue. Everybody just assumed that that's what that money was always for and that people wouldn't touch it. Well, the current administration came along and they decided that, gee, there's that money there and we need more money for our employees. So they started stealing the money out of the fund. And they've been doing so now for a series of years. And the realtors kept asking me, how come we're still having to put money into the surety fund? Why do we have to keep coming up with more money each year when we thought that fund had been fully funded and, in fact, should have been gaining interest over and above the fund? Well, we checked it out, and sure enough, they'd been sending employees off to other states to do training missions and all kinds of things and billing it against the surety fund. So the bill originally sponsored basically said, keep your hands off the fund and leave it alone. But, of course, as we all know, as it moves through the process, compromise being one of the necessities for passing legislation, this thing has now been coerced, if you will, by the administration to the place where it now provides that money within the fund will hire one employee and that funds can be used for other purposes, primarily educational purposes. But this person will also be available for other administrative functions, and so I guess that's good. To be blunt about it, this bill, instead of taking one good long step, it's taken one small step towards trying to provide some semblance of security for those people who are called upon each year to deposit money into this fund out of their pocket. I'll be supporting the legislation, but as I said, it's part of the process, I guess, and I guess we just have to be used to that.
Further debate. Are we ready for the question? The question is, shall Committee Substitute House Bill 143, Labor and Commerce, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Would the Secretary lock the roll? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The Secretary record the roll. Committee Substitute House Bill 143, Labor and Commerce, has passed the Senate. The vote was 20 yeas and 0 nays. We do not have House Bill 151 in our possession. It went to the Finance Committee. Madam Secretary, the next item, please.
CS for House Bill number 156, Finance, by the House Finance Committee. An act relating to investments by the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation, providing for effective dates. Finance Committee considered bill, recommends the Senate CS on a due pass. Senators Torkelson, Parnell, co-chair, Senators Phillips, Green, Pete Kelly, Adams, Lehman, and Wilkin. Rules recommends calendar, sign the report, Senator Tim Kelly, chair, Senators Ellis, Miller, Lehman, and Pierce. There is a Finance Senate CS.
Senator Torkelson.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee substitute be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Hear no objection. The Finance CS is adopted.
Senate CS, CSHB 156, Finance, by the Finance Committee. I have no amendments.
Senator Mackey.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate CS for HB 156, Finance, be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hear no objection. We are in third reading.
Senate CSCS HB 156 Finance, an act relating to investments by the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation, providing for effective date.
Debate. Senator Ward.
Thank you, Madam President. I was wondering if whoever is carrying this bill could explain to me, memory serves me, it used to be called the Prudent Man Rule, but now it's been changed. But basically, what will this new addition of authorization of risk of 5% be involved in actual dollars and in the form of increased profit and in the form of increased risk to the fund?
Senator Torgerson?
Madam President, these are these changes are being recommended by the fund. It increases the amount that they can put into equities from 50% to 55%. It's estimated that the fund balance, I'm not sure the dollars, but the earnings of the fund are currently projected to be at 7.75%. If this bill passes, the earnings of the fund could go to 8.13%.
Senator Boyd.
Well, if it's just magical and there's no risk or downside to it, I guess my question is exactly what kind of securities are we now allowing them to invest in order to have that increased? Is it penny stocks or real estate in Australia? What are we doing is my question, Madam President.
Senator Torgerson.
We are increasing the amount that they can put into securities from 50% to 55% or into, we used to say is stocks, but now they say securities and other interest. And if there's any risk, it would be in the stock market declining. This would increase their amount of revenues in the stock market by that 5%.
Senator Tim Kelly.
Madam President, somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but I do not believe this bill was a legislative initiative. I don't believe this bill was thought up by a member of the legislature. I think that this was a result of being approached by the Permanent Fund Board of Trustees and asking for this type of latitude so they can increase the investment return of the Alaska Permanent Fund. If anybody knows differently than that, could they please explain that to me?
Further debate, Senator Taylor.
I believe that the speaker is correct on that, but Chair of Budget and Audit is indicating, and it indicates that that's where they came from, this request from Budget and Audit. I noted on page 7 that a new definition now follows the prudent investor rule, which I think had been existing language, but they rewrote it here, and it appears as though we're now allowing investment in two other categories or types, type listed in Section G, and then also, of course, investment subject to percentage investment limitations established in I of this section. I think that does allow them some broader parameters in the types of stock in which they invest, but I'm not knowledgeable enough in this field to be able to tell you, to be able to answer the member's question as to whether or not that is penny stocks or other type of securities. I sincerely doubt that it is, but I do think it allows them with a little bit broader latitude in the manner in which they select the equity investments that they make.
Further debate on the bill. Senator Lehman.
The answer to some of the questions, as we were told, is that the prudent investor rule limits it to, I believe, what's called investment grade or higher. If I remember correctly, I don't have my notes in front of me, but the answer the member was asking is no, those riskiest of investments would not be included in the portfolio. And the other thing they told us is that there are also downside risks to some things that we consider to be fairly stable, like just money funds. Those things do have a downside, and in fact, we do lose money daily and make money daily on those funds. So we need to also keep that in mind.
Further debate. The question is, shall the Senate committee substitute for committee substitute House Bill 156 Finance pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? And would the secretary lock the roll? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, record the roll. The Senate Committee Substitute House Bill 156 Finance has passed the Senate. The vote was 16 yeas and 4 nays. Senator Mackey.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and final passage of the bill be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the roll call vote on final passage of House Bill 156 will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause, and I would place my notice of reconsideration on House Bill 156.
C is for House Bill number 216, Transportation, by the House Transportation Committee, an act related to school buses. Transportation Committee considered the bill, signed to be passed under Ward Chair, Senator Spear Salford. Rules recommends calendar, signed the report from the Tim Kelly Chair. Senators Pierce, Lehman, and Miller. I have no amendments.
Senator Taylor?
Yeah, I'd ask for a brief at ease.
Senate, please come back to order. We have in second reading House Bill 216. There is a proposed amendment that has been distributed. Senator Mackey?
Move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 216 and pending amendment be held in second reading for tomorrow's calendar.
Hearing no objection, we will have House Bill 216 in second reading on tomorrow's calendar. Madam Secretary.
Senate Joint Resolution number 18 by Senators Lincoln, Elton, and Ellis, requesting Exxon Corporation to pay claimants for court-ordered damages resulting from the Exxon Valdez oil spill. Judiciary Committee considered the bill, signed due pass, Senator Taylor Chair, Senators Ellis, Torkelson, and Donnelly. Resources Committee considered the bill, signed no recommendation, Senator Halford Chair, signed due pass, Senators Mackey, Lincoln, and Taylor. Rules recommends a Rules Committee substitute in place in the calendar, signed the report, Senator Tim Kelly Chair, Senators Miller and Lehman. Senator Ellis signed under other recommendations, Senator Pierce signed do not pass. There's a Rules CS.
Senator Kelly.
I would move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the Rules Committee substitute.
Is there objection to the Rules Committee substitute? Hearing no objection, the Rules Committee substitute has been adopted.
C is for Senate Joint Resolution number 18, Rules, by the Senate Rules Committee. I have no amendments.
Senator Mackey.
There's consent that SGR 18 be held in second reading for tomorrow's calendar.
Hearing no objection, C is Senate Joint Resolution 18, Rules. Did you move to hold it in second reading to tomorrow's calendar? It's held in second reading, will appear on tomorrow's calendar in second reading. Can she do the citation, please?
Sure. Sorry. Honoring Reverend Peter Gorgeous, celebrating the first landing of a bowhead whale. Honoring H. Raymond and Laura Measles. Honoring Rick Mack, Ian Weatherly, Bruce Burns, Ryan Derry, Eagle Scouts. In memoriam Katrina Winchell. In memoriam Matt Brakel. In memoriam Irma Beebing. In memoriam Jean Dameron. In memoriam Michael Gardner Jr. and Katie Nicole Gallagher.
Senator Mackey.
Madam President, move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Hearing no objection, the citations are approved. Are you seeking the floor? Senator Kelly.
Madam President, I want it to be shown as a sponsor or a co-sponsor on the citations.
All of them?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hearing no objection, you will be shown as a co-sponsor, Senator Taylor.
No, I guess the motion's already passed. I was just going to make some comments on Father Peter Gorgeous as a dear old friend of mine. So that's all right.
Senator Mackey.
I'd like to bring up reconsideration of Senate Bill 52.
CS SB 52 Finance amended, an act relating to competition and the provision of local exchange telephone service relating to fair and equal access to cable television utility services, providing for an effective date.
Senator Mackey.
Madam President, move and ask unanimous consent. Senate Bill 52, the reconsideration vote, be held for one legislative day until tomorrow.
Hearing no objection, the reconsideration of committee substitute Senate Bill 52 Finance amended will be held for one legislative day. Would members please leave their packets on the desk, since we have a number of bills that have been held over, so that the pages can reuse your bills. Senator Halford?
No. Not the right form.
Unfinished business. Senator Ward, unfinished business?
Yes, unfinished business. Madam President, I'd like to move to waive out-of-state affairs, House Bill 87. This is an unemployment trust fund by the governor. And the next committee of referral is finance.
Hearing no objection, House Bill 87 has been waived from the State Affairs Committee. Senator Ellis.
I serve notice of reconsideration of my vote on House Bill 70.
Reconsideration notice has been given on House Bill 70. Senator Taylor.
I move and ask unanimous consent the Judiciary Committee be allowed to waive to the next committee of referral House Bill 158. It is a notice of insurance cancellation regarding elderly people. That's pretty close to the title.
Senator, do you know what the next committee of referral is?
I think it goes to rules. It has already had, I believe, a hearing. That's what I was told.
Has it had a hearing in
yes.
your committee?
No, I think it was
somewhere else. Labor and Commerce
yes.
Committee. Is there objection to waiving House Bill 158? Unfinished business. Would the Senate stand at ease? Is there further unfinished business? Are there announced? I'm sorry, Senator Taylor, unfinished business?
Well, I was just going to.
No? Announcements, Senator Taylor? Why were you standing up?
I was just going to walk up and ask one of the...
Oh. Are there announcements? Are there announcements, Senator Torgerson?
I think I'm being lobbied from both sides here. But, yes. Madam President, Finance will meet tonight. In approximately an hour after we adjourn, and I'll call members and let them know, give them a chance to eat, and we're working on some amendments to some of the bills previously heard, so I'll call the office and let them know the exact time. Tomorrow morning, Finance will meet at 9 a.m. We'll take up House Bill 84, International Airport Revenue Bonds, House Bill 87, Unemployment Trust Fund, House Bill 227, an act permitting DNR to put before the public consideration the transfer of 160 acres of state land in Mat-Su, House Bill 231, which I lost the title, had to do with the Healthy Alaska Plan as a short title, and House Bill 151, which is an act relating to reinstating a driver's license for persons at least 14 but not over 21.
Further announcements? Senator Kelly?
Senator,
please. Senate will stand. Come back to order. We're under announcements. Senator Tim Kelly, were you seeking the floor under announcements?
Madam President, two announcements. First of all, Rules Committee will meet right before session at 10:30 in the morning for the purpose of calendaring bills. And tomorrow is our annual class picture. I'm sure everybody will want to be dressed up very nicely. Thank you.
I would remind the body that we have an 11:15 joint session on confirmations tomorrow, so we will be coming to the floor at 11. 11. Further announcements? I suppose since you're dressed up, you'll look good on television. The joint session. Further announcements? Special orders. Mackey.
Madam President, we will start session right at 11 to do the picture and go to joint session. I move the Senate adjourn until 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Hearing no objections, see you in the morning at 11.